Yeah, so a couple of things struck me. So the point about how to recognize, spiritual growth, I suppose, which would be the growth in the things of wisdom and understanding, and knowledge as well. So I think the principle being that knowledge needs to become understanding, and understanding then becomes wisdom. Wisdom being acting from the understanding that we have, that is built on the knowledges that we have acquired. So I like that idea of those three levels. And I just, you know, so I just thought about, well, okay, so how would this be recognized? And I thought about the fact that there would probably be a broadening of perspective, the ability to take a wider view of things, more flexibility in our approaches to things, being more adaptable, and more accepting of difference, I think, is something that's a mark of wisdom. And the other thing that I wrote down was to be less defensive. So I think wisdom is a product of being more grounded in the Lord or the Word as the basis for one's life, which means you're less grounded in self and less inclined to feel a need to act out of trying to defend or promote the self. So wisdom must correlate with truths being worked into the life. And, you know, one of the great truths is that the Lord's providence is over all things, and that he is managing every detail of every state. And we probably don't have to get as stressed as we often do about things when that's recognized. So I found that helpful.